Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Oh My Lanta. All right, let's address the elephant in the room. Remember when I said I was going to post more frequently? And I haven't. It's been 3 weeks. Yeah, admittedly, that was kind of bad. I'm not going to do that again, you know. It's fine. I just legitimately have had nothing to talk about. And my dad did bring up a good point to me, and he said, he was like, oh, also the windows are open. So that was a car, not me. Anyways, my dad brought up a good point. It was like, well, you just need to, like, pick a topic. Which, like, is very true. And very simple way of seeing it or thinking about it. Because I guess when I think about this podcast, I think about stuff that I've been doing recently. And, you know, I guess I have lived 25 years of experiences, so I have stuff I can talk about, shows I can talk about, so I'll rectify that, you know, we'll get there. But, welcome back everyone, after that long-winded introduction. So it's September. It's September 14th. It's crazy. It's a freaking heat wave. Hey, that's ridiculous. Let's not do that again. I hate it. It was cool and nice outside, and now it's not. So there's that. But, you know, it's gonna get there. I'm trying to be patient. But, okay. So, I have a special guest. This guest hasn't been on since, like, episode, like, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, everybody, give a round of applause. I don't have my audience thing. Dang it. Everybody, give a round of applause for Roger. Woo!
Oh. I was like, whoa. You usually have it with your device, I guess?
Or like, yeah, I just put my phone up there. That makes YouTube sense. It's just,
that's funny.
Yeah, I literally don't edit it in.
That's great.
That's why it usually spikes the mic, because I have it right here against the mic.
Hello, super fans. I'm back. Has it been, what, since, like, episode 4?
I feel like it's been, here, you yap a little bit. Okay. I'm gonna look and see.
How's everybody doing? I hope everyone's doing amazing. I was telling Haley that the last time I was on this, I also had a thing going on with my throat. And
congestion.
Guess what? Yeah. Oh, yeah, congestion, yeah. Guess what? Same thing. Right now, if I sound a little bit weird, I apologize, just because, yeah, I'm not at my top right now.
It's okay, not at your peak?
Not at my peak.
So the last episode that you were on was episode 9, F is for Friends.
Really?
October 28th, 2024, and that was after Aiden and I had done the Haunted House.
Yeah.
Hell's Gate.
That was a while ago.
In our nose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a while ago.
That's crazy.
It's almost been a year since I've last been on this, so thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course, you know.
It's like an honor.
It's pretty cool.
I think I've told you already that, like, I listen to a lot of the episodes repeatedly, so it's kind of like, it's not weird. It's kind of, how do you say it? It's just kind of like a third-person type of thing.
Seeing, like out-of-body?
Yeah, there you go. Like an out-of-body experience, seeing how you set it up, and then how is it that you kind of, I guess, created, like, the episode.
It was fun, yeah, because I was just taking out my because like my mic is connected to my iPad for those of you listening, and it was funny. I was opening. He's like, "This is how you do this."
This is how you do this?
because when we did it last time, it was so like impromptu.
Yeah,
And Roger just happened to have those little rinky dink
mics.
mics.
Those Amazon mics.
It's okay. They work. They work for what it is, but maybe not recording a podcast. True. You know. And then I just had it. A Bluetooth to my phone, so that's when I was using your phone to like look stuff up because I couldn't like exit out.
Which is weird because like we're doing like something on YouTube and we use those as our microphones because the ones that we have, like the headsets or whatever, they just don't pick up any noise. But luckily with those little chip on things, they work. Yeah. They work great. It's just it's weird that, you know, for the episode that we made. It was just kind of, you know, because you can hear it. You, obviously, you can hear that. And then at times you hear
that. Static.
like I was gonna.
Oh wait, yeah, because you guys wore that for the yoga.
The stream, yoga stream, right? Too. Yeah, that's true.
Which is crazy because you could totally hear me on the stream.
And oh yeah, you could pick it up. Yeah,
you both were wearing that. Was there another mic set up?
It was just ours. It was just two.
That's crazy. Yeah. I wasn't even like yelling either.
No, and the thing is too is that he had to like turn it down. Because remember, he kept yelling. Spiking it. Yeah, because it was him talking. He'd get mad at me. He's like, "You have to talk louder." And I was just like, "I don't want to talk loud. I just have a like,
my voice is kind of soft. Yelling the whole time.
Like, my voice is kind of soft, so I can't really yell really loud, you know." But because then he would talk.
Dracula.
But then he'd talk, and you see the whoosh, like the spike in there. Yeah. But anyways,
turn it down.
So I'm surprised. Yeah, I'm surprised it did pick you up too.
Yeah. Those little mics.
Little mics.
Wow. It's I was gonna reference something else from that.
I don't know.
But so you guys, I think 2018 is when the first one came out. And for those of you that don't know, that's when I graduated high school. Okay, so like turning into kind of an adult and actively indulging in what I'm going to talk about. What we're going to talk about is the Disney Channel, the DCOM, Disney Channel original movies of zombies. Okay? And so for those of you, literally almost no one knows this except for Lexi, who is my childhood best friend. When I lived with her in Florida, my first week there, so when did I moved there in August of 23. So my first week there, we went and visited Disney Springs, which is like, was formerly known as Downtown Disney. And they were literally having a Zombies 3 event.
Really?
So like there was like a sing along and stuff like that. There was like a DJ. They were giving away free prizes.
Free prizes?
We didn't get any, which I was really bummed. But we were sitting there in the back just like singing along. And what was crazy was that like they kept saying, they were like, tune in Disney Channel on Saturday or whatever so you can come and see the movie. And Lexi and I are both like, we watched it already on Disney Plus. Oh, why are you guys acting like it's not out? But so like, oh, I'm gonna sneeze. See what happened? Wait, sorry.
God bless you.
Oh my gosh. 1,838. Thank you very much.
You're almost to the 2,500 mark.
I know. Almost. I want to hit there so bad.
You're close. You're really
so
close.
So bad.
I think you'll get there.
I really
by
hope.
By next year, I think. Yeah. For sure.
Did you say by next year?
We're... Okay. Maybe like...
I can't. I need to hit it by December. I want to hit it by the end of the year. Because okay, I started this on January 1st. Here comes the...
That's it right there. Bless you.
39.
God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you. 1839. Anyways, so I love zombies. I love those movies. They're, for those of you that don't know, I keep saying that a lot. Milo Manheim, he plays the lead character Zed, and then Meg Donnelly, she plays the lead female character Addison. And they're really good movies. They have really good music. I don't think it's a Kenny Ortega movies, which is crazy because honestly, films that don't have Kenny Ortega, which did you know that? So no. I got Roger to really like Julie and the Phantoms, which is kind of like a Netflix ripoff of Gem and the Holograms.
Yeah.
Or like a modern take of it. But Kenny Ortega was like the director of that.
Of that one?
Yeah. Okay. Which like that he's done High School Musical.
Oh, so
like,
okay. I was going to ask. I was like, so what is it that... You know, this person...
He's like a choreographer, a director. The stuff that he touches is usually, like, immaculate.
Yeah.
Like, I think he did... I think he worked with Michael Jackson in his... What's the last tour that he did before he passed? Or the movie? This Is It?
Is that it? I think
that's it.
Google it up. Fact check this?
Fact check.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it's right, though. And it's funny because I know my dad knows. So he's probably like, hey, this is it. I think that's it. But, so, Kenny Ortega...
This is it. Good job.
Thank you.
Good job.
But I don't believe Kenny Ortega is involved with the zombies films. Surprising. Which is kind of a big deal because he's done Descendants and stuff like that. So, the fact that...
Really?
I guess the point that I'm trying to make is the fact that this is so successful and he's not involved for a Disney Channel thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
I feel like this is... what is it called? This is up there with like a lot of the, I think a lot of the good musical type of movies that they have. Because like, I was never really into a lot of the musical side of it until I think later on. but like obviously like High School Musical, Teen Beach, Teen Beach. You know,
Camp Rock, Cheetah Girls. Yeah.
And so like I think this is kind of like up there now with them because mm-hmm. it's just it. I mean, as much as you want to say, but it's like it's really well like choreographed. It's
yes,
really well. Like the songs are catchy.
Their dances,
yeah,
are iconic.
I love the zombie dance that they have. Yes. I mean, I know people can't see it, but it's like you know they have their arms in front. It's really really iconic. The story's also not bad.
I mean, sure. Sometimes it's cringy. You'd be like, "Don't I'm gonna wolf or something?" Oh what's yeah. What's the one thing? It's the we own. Oh, what's the? Oh man, you guys, this is embarrassing. But yeah, so I really love these movies. I played one of the Zombies 4 songs for Roger.
Yes.
And then it kind of spiraled from there because you listened to the whole album,
yeah.
right?
For the fourth movie. So this is funny. Yeah, I was gonna say you put on a song from the fourth movie. And then I proceeded to listen to the whole fourth album, so the fourth movie,
mm-hmm.
Soundtrack, because I really, really liked... Is it Carson? Is that the song's name?
Oh, Kerosene.
Kerosene, yeah,
Kerosene.
There you go.
Kerosene.
Because he has a line in there where he just goes, 10 toes down.
Wait, tell him about when I texted you.
Oh my God. So there's a day where like I just nonstop could not stop listening to that song. Haley just out of nowhere. What is it? You sent me
I sent you the screenshot
yeah.
of that lyric
yeah.
off of like Spotify or whatever.
And I was literally like, is she? I texted her. I was like, are you watching me? Or like, are you listening to what I'm listening to?
Yeah.
She's like, what? What are you talking about?
Because didn't you say you were like talking about it or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, well, that too.
Point,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, yeah. I was like, I was telling Christian about it. One of my friends or coworkers too. I was telling them about it because they kept asking, like, why do you keep playing this song? And I was like, it's just really ten toes down.
Disney Channel song.
Yeah. Because they're obviously not into Disney like that. But
but it goes hard.
But it goes really good. Like, listen, guys, if you're out there and you're listening to this and you're like, oh, this is like one of those that I'm like, I recommend listening to. Because
yeah.
it's really good.
Kerosene's,
I think it's catchy.
Oh, that was
so
good.
Catchy.
And when Addison comes in, which is Meg's character, she goes, UNITY. Oh, man, talking about unity, everybody needing to come together. It's so good.
Her part is just so, her rapping in it. That's because
yeah.
She comes in and raps. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, I think it had every opportunity to be cringy. Like,
yes.
Genuinely.
Yes.
Genuinely.
Yes, yes.
It did. And, you know, Zombies has had those moments.
Yeah.
But,
I mean,
they killed with that.
Like, to be honest, the only song that I could think of, I mean, I know there's a couple of songs, but the only one that comes to my mind that's, like, cringy is the wolf one.
The wolf one? Oh.
Yeah, that alpha. We are the, what is
oh,
it?
Oh, I'm the alpha. I'm the leader. I'm the one. That's the one I was trying
yeah.
to think of earlier.
Oh, God.
Which, like, TikTok has clipped that and, like,
yes.
really made that cringy
yes.
and, like.
Which is, like, okay, listen.
Furries.
No hate. I was going to say, no hate to the furry community.
Yeah,
but it's
live
just,
your life.
Exactly. You do you, you know? Like, go get that. But it's also, like, it's so hard
man.
To listen. When we were watching the movie, I literally sprang up and was like, this is from that?
This is that?
This is that? This is that part from that? I was like, no.
This is that?
No. I was like, no. There's no way.
My gosh. But yeah, because so you'd never seen the movies.
I've never seen the movies.
So
no.
So I was like, oh, I have to take this opportunity
yeah.
and bestow you
yes.
upon you the
Show
knowledge
the
of
yes.
Zombies 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Yes.
Because once again, no creative titles in
no,
this.
No.
Zombie 1, 2, 3, 4.
Zombie
1, 2, 3, 4.
I gotta say, Zombie 4, by far, best one.
Best one, best
yes.
costuming,
best
hair.
Yes.
Addison's hair doesn't look a mess.
No.
In the third one, it's not as bad.
It's not as bad, no. But
it's still
just,
not great.
It's, yeah, I was going to say, it's kind of...
She gets, like, a blue wig. So Addison's an alien. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler
sorry,
alert.
Boy,
yeah.
should have said that
oh,
before.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But,
Spoiler alert.
But, so, in basically the first three movies, it's Addison struggling to figure out who she is and where she belongs,
yes.
even though in this society she is just a white girl that's a
cheerleader. Yeah.
Anytime someone meets her, she's like, I'm Addison.
Cheerleader.
I'm a cheerleader. I'm a cheerleader. Meanwhile, Zed is being like racially profiled because he's a zombie. There's
get the zombie out. I was like, whoa.
Like, they're using the hard Z.
Yeah.
There's segregation. Sure. Like, Addison is on the right side of everything. She's got a family. She's got that, like, perfect life. Her clothes are ironed and steamed. Her cousin Bucky runs the, cheerleading captain.
Sorry.
What?
I didn't realize Bucky's not in the fourth one either.
No, that's what I said. Yeah, Some people are... I really want to know. It's funny because, like, in the lore of zombies, they're the fighting prawns.
Yeah.
Is there... Or no. We are the mighty shrimp.
Mighty shrimp, yeah.
Prawn, they have prawn a shrimp. Is what they...
Yeah, yeah, they go against, it, yeah.
It's prom. That's the word I'm trying to think of. Prawn? Prawn?
I think, yeah, you've seen it. Yeah,
okay,
I think
I'm sorry. That word doesn't sound real anymore from the amount of times that I've said that.
I was
going
to say, you keep saying it, and I think you're just going to keep, like,
glitching
it right?
out.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you said it right.
That is their version of prom that they had.
Yeah.
But, anyways, as I was trying to say, shrimp, there's lore and, like, things about, or, like, theories that they have a big guy that, I think his name's Shrimpy. It's their mascot.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of people are like, who is Shrimpy? Who's Shrimpy? When is Shrimpy going to take off the mask?
That is true.
And so some people think it's Bucky, too.
Really?
But, like, I don't understand that one.
Well, because there's scenes where, like, both Shrimpy and Bucky
are
the same scene, so...
Maybe it's not. But...
You're right. But who is... I mean, realistically...
Who is Shrimpy?
Who is Shrimpy?
Who is Shrimpy?
I think the question of the day today is...
Who's Shrimpy?
Who is Shrimpy?
Who's behind the mask? That's going to be the title. I need you to know.
Who is Shrimpy?
Who's Shrimpy? She's my mother. My sister had a baby. My sister had a baby, and then when my sister died, then my wife and I, we took over, and we took care of the baby, and then...
The baby doesn't have arms or legs.
It doesn't have any arms or legs, but that's okay, because we still love them.
Shout out to Chartel, though.
Chartel. I love
musicals. Shout out to Chartel, because they're kind of... Are they?
Yeah, they...
Like,
at the car wash.
At the car wash.
That's the only scene I remember, because... Didn't I tell you about how, like, my pool when I was a kid had, like...
No, you didn't tell me that.
They had, like, a drive-in.
Yeah.
I feel like I did. It's okay if you don't.
Maybe you have to remind me. Yeah.
So they had... or I'm just, like, recalling a dream. But they had, like, this thing when I was a kid, and basically it was, like, a drive-in movie, but it was at the pool, and you could bring your own floaties, and you
definitely did not tell me.
What
this.
The heck?
Yeah, it's my first time listening to this.
Okay. Yeah. And you could, like, lay on a floatie and watch the movie.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And it was really cool. And
so you'd have, like, the movie playing.
Yeah,
and
there was,
like,
a big projector.
The
That's awesome. They did that with Shark Tales, and it's really funny because I think that's what started to give me my fear of something being in the water when I'm there. My irrational fear. Irrational. There we go.
Irrational fear.
But I know they did that another time, but the only part of Shark Tales that I really remember is that car wash scene.
And that's towards the end. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Wait.
I thought it was at the
actually,
beginning.
I think there's two. I think it's twice. Because I know they have that
Well, I
one.
Know they're scrubbing the whale's teeth. Like,
yeah. Because right? then they also have one at the end. Because then they have, what is it, Beyond? Who's the...
I don't remember.
Okay, hold up. Don't hold me to this, guys. I think it's Kesha.
Kesha?
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
Because I think she's one of... Because at the end, they have, like, who plays who in the movie.
Uh-huh.
And, like, they also have, like, the singers that sang... Or, like, the two at least big singers that sang in the movie. That
Kesha
did the soundtrack. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was her. But let me fact check this.
I need to see Shark Tales. I've seen it, obviously. But, like, that's the only memory that I really have of it.
Oh, it
and
it,
I understand references and stuff like that to it. But, like, that's one of those that I'm like, man, I'm not too sure.
I forgot Angelina Jolie's in it.
This is crazy how we went from
zombies
just
to this.
Just talking about shrimp. Anyways. But, okay, wait, where was I going with that? But, okay, the song that I think is really cringy is the, you need to do up in the crowd, and I'm winning.
Which one?
It's from the second one, when he's running for, like, student council to be, like, the student body president. I do think it's cool, but, like, I like Zed's part, but Bucky is so cringy. You guys, Bucky is, like, they're not going to say he's gay, but, like... He kind of is.
You kind of got to get the hint of it.
Yeah, you get the hint of it, but it's like Disney just like say it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, which is surprising because, spoiler alert, big spoiler alert, in the third one, they have the alien kind of, you know?
Like, non-gender conforming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like be hinted at which is weird.
Definitely also, like bisexual
kind
of, which was really big of Disney to do that, because when Lexi and I saw that, because we watched that together for the first time, we were like, okay. But guys, zombies, it's so good. And then you get the ziggy zop, they sing in zombie language.
I just kept quoting that over ziggy zop. Because it's so catchy.
It really is. And it's funny, too, because, like... Oh, okay, so...
Sorry.
Did you think...
Christina Aguilera.
Oh.
That's who it is.
You know who I think Christina Aguilera was in another universe? Oh. And I really hope you know what character I'm referencing. Okay. But do you know in Star Wars where there's the singer, and she's got, like, the really long mouth and the red lips? She's like... That's Christina Aguilera in another universe. For sure, in another universe. 100%. Yes. That's Christina. Actually, that was based off of her.
I think so.
Lucas.
I was going to say, Lucas probably, like...
Yeah, George Lucas wanted to...
This is her.
Her. Yep.
Yeah,
do a something. I think there's an
interview out there where they asked, like, you know, what was the thought process behind that character? I think he definitely said Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, she's my inspiration for that. My muse.
Sorry, sirens. Yeah. Agree. I'm like, whoa, agree. Yeah.
Anyways, okay, I'm done. But what was I gonna say? But so, fun fact.
Yeah.
Zombies was supposed to be a TV show. Years before the movie came out.
Okay.
Do you know Luke Benward?
Do you know
the actor? Yeah. I'm pretty sure he was supposed to play Zed when he was, like, in his prime. Did you ever see Girl vs. Monster?
Yeah, it is a movie, right?
That's another good one.
What was his name?
Luke Benward. I'm sure you know him. He plays Havoc in X-Men First Class.
King.
He was supposed to play Zed. I'm like 95% sure. He was supposed to play Zed? Yes, because that was when he was in, like, his Disney Channel prime.
That is true. That was
his prime. Because wasn't he in Minutemen?
Yes. Oh, he was. Mm-hmm. He was the Minutemen. What's it called? The younger one.
Yes.
Right.
And then.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Wait. No. Go. You go.
I was gonna say, because you had the guy from Good Luck Charlie in there, and then the guy from Super High as well. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Sky High. Yes.
Yeah. So you had the guy Super High. You had the guy from Sky High, and it. Jason, which was the guy from Girl Like Charlie. That's why I call him, because that's his character.
No, yeah.
And then the guy, what's it called? The younger one, which is him. Luca.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And then wasn't he in Cloud Nine with Dove Cameron?
I think so.
That snowboarding movie?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like, slowly opening up, like, my mind. There's, like, so many movies that I've watched from Disney.
Did you ever watch Hatching Pete or Hatching... Or Denbro... Hatching... It's the one where he's like, never mind.
This probably not.
I was like, let's not. Just
anyways.
Move past. But it was supposed to be a TV show originally, and it's funny because you can still see some, like, the pictures of, like, the costumes or stuff like that.
Like, they had to try it out and stuff.
Yeah, and it just didn't do well. But, like, so it just kind of, like, got put back, and,
which is,
like,
crazy.
The vault or whatever.
The vault.
What is going on out there? It sounds like a dog.
Woo. Sorry.
Roger was barking the other night. Oh, we both were. We were like, do your best dog right now.
And then you were like,
and then I did mine.
You were like, so it just sounds like you just.
It's just. What did I do? Oh, my. We started to do Scooby Doo impersonations. And this is, everybody want to hear my Fred impersonation? Are we ready? Because we were saying each character's, like, different thing. Because Roger, I'm not gonna put him on the spot because
I could do it.
Can
you?
Just
gonna give me a second. Yeah.
Okay. I'll give you time to simmer, to marinate in that. But he does a really good Shaggy.
You have to show your impression though. Hold on. Quiet on set.
Which?
Quiet on set. The Fred one.
Fred.
Quiet
on set. We were trying to think of what Fred says. We're like, what does Fred say? And then all of a sudden I go,
quiet on set. Quiet.
Hey, gang. Literally my friend at first.
First thing she says.
Hey, gang. Hey, gang. It's my voice.
Yeah, it's just your voice. I was like, that's just you.
Hey, gang. I got a trap for this. Hey, gang.
Hey, gang. Let's split up. Daphne and I will go.
Daphne and I will go together. Shaggy and Scooby, you guys go. Velma, you're on your own. Let's set up a trap.
But you had, to be honest, I'll give you had a good Velma impression when you were like, my glasses.
I can't do it right now.
Oh,
wait, maybe I can. My glasses. No, I can't. I can't. Actually,
until you, when you're, yeah, I was gonna say, when you get put on the spot, it's just kind of hard.
Yeah, that one was really fun. And we literally were just, like, so loud about it, too. It was fun.
Like,
Scooby was crazy. I unlocked part of me. I think that's kind of what like made us like start doing like the dog barks and stuff.
No, it was that. It was like,
see, that's pretty good.
That's the best you can get. I'm trying to see my Shaggy one. Like, let's get out of here. It's not bad.
I've heard you do better, you're under pressure right now.
Yes. Yeah. But guys, if you ever want to hear it, I'll probably do randomly. Yeah. To be honest, randomly at random times. I think that's the best.
Out of nowhere.
Jeepers, Fred. But that really like started like a snowball, because after that it was just nonstop barking.
We were literally barking like actively.
Both of us were like, do it loud. I was like, I don't know.
It was so scary. It was so abrasively loud.
You like flinched, and then I remember you were like, that guy looked at us. I was like, no,
he didn't. No, he looked. He literally turned around like looking on the ground though. Yeah. Like not looking at like for a human. You could tell that he was looking like, where is there a dog?
I think the first bark that I had, that was the best one I did. Because that was the one I was like, ruff, 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 ruff. And then after that, it's just like, ruff, ruff,
ruff. Ruff?
But you had like a chihuahua.
I like
kind
my
of bark.
Little chihuahua that.
Oh, like.
I love making my grandma laugh with that. Really? I mean, I remember saying that. Oh, yeah. God. She'll start cracking up.
I was dying because we were like at a parking garage, and it's like kind of like a tunnel, guys. And she's like, I'm gonna do the best bark ever, or like the loudest. He's ready, and I was like okay, I was like, the door's right there, I'm ready. Riff, riff. I was like, what was that? Like she ran, and I was like, what was
so
that?
Scared.
That wasn't even the.
I got performance anxiety.
I know you did. It's
it
okay.
Was, I was
it's
really
okay.
scared.
It was okay. Yeah. It was just funny. You like you ran like you did it the worst, or like the loudest bark ever. It's just like, it's such a riff riff.
Ruff? Help? Ruff? 6-7?
6-7.
I can't stop
God.
Saying that now. There was a TikTok, and I sent it to Roger, and it was of this person's like, when you're counting sheep at night, and this girl's laying in bed, doesn't say anything, but just does the 6-7 hands, and I'm telling you, that made me laugh so hard.
I was dying, because I thought it was going to be something random.
Yeah.
You see the hand movement? No worries, just hand over, and you just know it. Yeah. I'm like, yep, 6-7. Mm-hmm. Anyways,
6-7.
Going back to the zombies.
But yeah, zombies. Sorry, guys. Yeah.
Which is funny that you pointed, like going back to saying, it's funny that you pointed out that they were making a show, because I said they should do like a spinoff of, because to be honest, guys, spoilers.
Spoiler.
the fourth one ends kind of like them handing down the torch to like the two new younger I guess
Victor
flashes.
Which is clans or
like
clan
vampire
tribes
yeah
groups.
Yeah, I was gonna say monsters, but not really.
Okay, so the new one is vampires versus the daywalkers, which like, guys, don't ask what a daywalker is.
I still don't know either,
but like they leave it off that there's gonna be like mermaids
now too, because the ocean like has like a tornado. But anyways, what's it called?
But yeah, but Zed and Addison are like passing the torch to the new ones that can join the groups together to where they're not segregated and there's no hatred. It's like really about like unifying.
Yeah.
UNITY.
UNITY.
Which is ITI.
Which you made a good point, because I was like, they should do like a spinoff. But then also you were kind of like, well, the movies are called zombies. So like,
what would they call it then if there's no zombies?
Because that's true. Because I was scared. I was horrified. I was petrified. No, I was kind of like, I don't know. I'm kind of worried, because like, I don't want them to. Because I really, really, I'm a big fan of Zed and Addison, and I really like what they've gone so far, like their story and stuff.
Yeah.
And it just, I'm not saying it would suck, but like, it would be a shame to just kind of like, their story is
lose
done.
Them,
yeah, like now we're doing this with these people.
It's just like what they did with like Descendants, also, which that like is true. I mean, obviously,
yeah.
R.I.P. Cameron Boyce.
R.I.P.
Which I do think that like caused that to end sooner.
True.
But the thing is too, like they were all getting older. Like Milo, I think Milo's 24.
Yeah.
I don't know how old Meg is, but she's probably around there.
I mean, you can tell they're older now, just because like I kept saying, whoa, they got taller, like whoa.
I know.
But it's like, also you could tell they're more by their like physical appearance, like they're more mature and stuff.
Yeah.
But like I said, I would love to see them again. I'm hoping like maybe they do like a thing with like, I don't know, like with their kids and stuff. Like maybe have that going
on.
That'd
be crazy.
I know that would be crazy. But like,
I would like to see them, like if they do put them in the next one, because obviously there's going to be a fifth one, which is crazy. Which also too, I think that this is like the furthest a Disney series has gone.
Yeah.
Because granted, like Descendants had three movies, and then they had Rise of Red, which is technically Descendants, but it's a spinoff.
Yeah.
And they're making another one past that one.
High School Musical had what, four?
Three.
Three? And then they had that show, right?
Yeah, they had the series. Yeah,
the series, yeah.
Which you were like, Camp Rock had a TV show.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, oh, you mean High School Musical, the musical, the series.
Yes.
But the mouthful show.
You're right.
What was I saying? Oh, but here, let me say this before I forget this. But I would hate it if in, like, a fifth one of Zombies, if it was Addison and Zed and it was just, like, a phone call in or something like that.
Yeah.
Or they're just, like, popping in. I don't like that.
I don't either. I would rather not see them. I was also just not a big fan of, like, the third movie, right, was when,
Eliza.
Eliza.
That's her name. Okay. We've been struggling this whole day to figure out Eliza.
Yeah, when Eliza was, like, obviously, you know, she was pregnant, like, in real life, so she wasn't able to be in the movie as much.
Yeah.
So they, instead of doing, like, I don't know, just instead of, like, cutting her off as a whole, like, it was just kind of, like, like, she was so in another place, and so she was doing, like, a FaceTime call type of thing.
Yeah, like, on this, like, moving robot that she designed so she could still be... Yeah, she was at, like, a, like, space camp or something like that.
Which, like, you know, that kind of sucked, just because also they had... Also, sorry, like, going off another rant.
You're good.
So many characters was just cut off, which I really did not...
Except for Willow.
Yeah.
No Willow.
Was that... What was the
You guy? Like Wyatt.
Wyatt. There you go. Because Wyatt had a good romance plot going on with
Eliza. Yeah.
And then, like, this movie came and it was just kind of like...
They just dropped it.
Yeah. And they didn't even bring him up, to be honest. It was just kind of like... Who?
Of all of them. Yeah, of everyone else, they were just like, and Wyatt? Like, they just threw his name out there and you're like, I care more about Wyatt than... Not Willow. No. What's her name?
No. I know who you're talking about. There's a character,
She was like a Musical.ly person before Musical.ly became TikTok, and I can't stand her.
Least favorite character, to be honest.
Yeah, she's really obnoxious. But they like gave her. They were like, she's a
meditator.
Yeah, a meditative like resort or something like that, or like instructor or something like that.
Which was like
because
which
she has like anger issues, which is why they were saying that.
And like I said, it's a shame that they just really didn't bring up anything about him.
Yeah. Which, that was sad.
Yeah.
And, like, I just want to know, too, if it's just because people, like, decided not to be part of it, or they just, like, thought that that was going to be, like, too many factors in it.
True.
Which I still get, I mean,
I don't know. Because, like, I mean, they brought up the other characters and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, they're not...
Tell me about Wyatt.
Yeah.
Where's Wyatt?
Because he was part of the big three from the Wolf Pack.
And you know who's not in it? Bree. The cheerleader friend of Addison. She's not in it.
I thought they were
going
to go together to college. Yeah.
Yeah. I just realized that she's not it, which I was never really a big fan of her. Yeah. But like,
I mean, there's a couple characters that I'm like, they're minor characters.
Yeah.
Like that's one of them. But I really thought Wyatt was like, you know, one of the main characters because obviously
he definitely is. Yeah, like in the second and the third one, like he's definitely in the second one. He's
for sure because
he's a werewolf. Sorry. Yeah. The only name that doesn't make sense is Eliza because that starts with an E. But, all the names pretty much correspond to what they are. So, Zed is a zombie. Addison's an alien.
Willow's a werewolf.
Wyatt's a werewolf. Their names correspond. Which is... I don't remember if I told you this or not. So, the only thing that I think is confusing is... the Daywalkers. They, their names don't really correspond. But do they have to deal with, like, the sun? Because there's Ray, which is, like, sun rays,
yeah.
But all the vampires, Victor, or whatever their other names are, they go with it. But people are theorizing, and they're like, ah, man, is this going to be another Addison situation where Nova's, doesn't know what she is?
Yeah.
Because there's the mermaids they show at the end, which they had kind of spoofed that in one of the other movies earlier. Yeah. I think it was two.
It was the second one. They have, like, a quake... like mermaids
cartoon kind of a mermaids vampires everybody can eventually join together but my theory is that Nova is a nymph, which is a form of like mermaid sea creature kind of a thing, and I think that'd be pretty cool, but also like she doesn't have to be, but like they just are kind of like losing that aspect of the names corresponding to what they are. That was my theory.
It's just a game theory. Thanks for watching.
That's how I feel.
Like I said, I hope because obviously they are 100% making a fifth one. I don't see why not. This fourth one was like kind of a home run.
Yeah, and it's doing really well. And they're doing the Zombies and Descendants World Collide Tour right now. I want to show you clips of that.
Oh, please do. Yeah.
Because it's a bunch of the different actors from Rise of Red, and Zombies 4 are like coming in. Performing a full concert and stuff. Awesome. It's really awesome.
I would watch that.
I want to go to it so bad.
That sounds fun.
Like, it's really cool.
Yeah.
And literally Meg and Milo were just there like a couple weeks ago.
Really?
And they surprised everyone and they came out and sang Someday. Someday.
Guys, that song Someday, best so like the most romantic song, I think.
That one, and I really love Ain't No Doubt About It. I just think that one's fun. But honestly, this song between Victor and Nova, which Nova's the name of my car, guys. So we're just talking about my car and Victor at this point.
Yeah.
their song is really sweet.
Yeah. Is that the one when they're in the kind of like in the cave?
Yeah.
Like where the tribes would meet and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've listened to that song. I'm ready for it to be on my Spotify Rewind because I've listened to that song so many times.
It's a good song, to be honest. I think they do a lot of good.
Kerosene's gonna be on yours.
Oh really? They do. I mean, I think they do a really great job at having like kind of like the two main characters like sing about love or whatever, and like that's what this one is. It's the same. It's equivalent to the Someday song.
Yeah. Yeah. It's their Someday.
It's their Someday, exactly. Like I said, I'm fingers crossed that Zed and Addison aren't done yet, and then we get to see still them in the fifth one. Again, doesn't make sense why they wouldn't be in it, but
and I do like it too because they both are like, as like people outside of zombies, they're both pursuing their careers in different ways.
Yeah.
So I do kind of like that, like Disney. It's always been said that like, oh, Disney's not gonna like that. Are you under your Disney contract?
Yeah.
But like, Milo is in the show School Spirits. And his whole booty cheeks are out.
Really?
So, like, obviously Disney doesn't care. They know that they got a good
thing.
Google
that right now. No, I'm kidding.
Pull that up. Let me
pull
see that.
Pull that up. Let me see that. I don't believe you.
Proof is in the... but, like, I think it's good that they're able to branch out and do their own things with their own careers while still doing these. So I hope that like with Disney maybe being like that with them, if they are like that, that encourages them to keep going with it, you know?
Because I think a lot of Disney actors kind of hit a certain age, and that's when kind of this is like, okay, good luck, take care.
We had the Miley Cyrus Can't Be Tamed or whatever.
We had, was it Demi Lovato too?
Demi had like her, well, she had a lot of issues.
I mean, she had
outside of...
Anyways.
Poor girl.
She's
doing great
now.
She's
doing great, though. Yeah, she's doing great.
Did you see the... Did I tell you that my friend Lex, she was at the concert when they brought out Demi?
No, I wasn't.
Did you... Okay, so
Jonas
Brothers...
Because they went on a tour.
Yeah, so
and
Jonas
then...
Brothers just kicked off their new tour.
Yes.
And the very first night of it, they brought out Demi, and they sang the Wouldn't Change a Thing, and then they sang... I've always been the kind of girl. What's that song? That hit my face.
I don't know why in my head I'm like, they sing, this is real. This is me.
This is me.
This is where I'm supposed to be.
Gonna let the light shine on me.
This
is me, and they sing Wouldn't Change a Thing.
I mean, like, she looks great. From that video. I mean, they all look great, to be honest. As they sing actors, as I'm going to say. But I'm hoping the same thing for these guys, that they keep coming back. Because, I mean, obviously they came back and they're way older than they started off as. Because they're in, like, in their 20s? Like, 24?
Yeah, Milo's 24.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look up and see how old Meg is.
But, like, to bring actors at this age already, like, that's wild.
Mm-hmm. She's 25.
It's like a year. Yeah. So like, to bring these characters back and, you know, as older already, I think it's great.
And I mean, they still like look actively young. So I think that they could, because this is their freshman year at Mountain College or whatever. So then they could, I still think they could be in the next one and just be like older and like mentors to them.
Yeah. I mean, just like in this one, they were like camp counselors. I think for sure they could be like mentors in the next one. Hopefully that's the last one, because then, you know, you can end the zombies story there.
Yeah, because at some point they're going to have to change that, because it's not going to be zombies anymore, like, legitimately.
Which, now that you remind me, I hope they don't do, what was it for the Descendants, the newest one?
Rise of Red?
Yeah, like, I'm hoping it's not one of that situation where it's, like, you know.
Zombies, Fight of the Daywalkers, or something. Yeah, or, like, the
Ocean Daywalkers or whatever.
Ocean people.
But hoping that it just doesn't, they don't change that. Because I really like the zombie series and would love to see more of them.
That's good. Wow, we were gonna talk about blind boxes too, but like, honestly, we talked for 40 minutes about zombies. Cool. We can talk about blind boxes soon though.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
I would love to talk about it. It's an addiction. That's all I'm going to say. It's an addiction. It's a thrill. It's an, what is it?
Adrenaline rush?
Adrenaline. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an adrenaline rush, for sure. And I'm hooked on it. That's about it. But I would love to talk about this next time.
We'll talk about blind boxes very soon.
Yeah. 40 minutes was just straight up zombies. I know,
literally zombies. And it's so funny because for the people that have not seen this, Do not get it. My parents, I love you guys. You might have heard the songs. I feel like I had my mom watch the first one with me.
Yeah.
But, like, you're not going to get it. But I hope you enjoy just hearing us, like, talk back and forth about this.
Recommend it again. 100% recommend really watching it. It's one of those that I think you have a hard time, like, it's a Disney movie, but it's, like,
you got to separate yourself from
like,
that.
Separate the two of them together as a whole. And, like... And just watch it as a movie and, like, you know, have your opinions after that. But that's, like, that's just my take on that. Just like I said, I have a hard time sometimes watching certain Disney films because of the title. Because I'm like, oh, it's going to be, you know, cringy, it's going to be cheesy.
Yeah.
But this one, I feel like it has just the right amount of cheesiness that it makes it so enjoyable to watch.
And they kind of, like, accept it in universe that they are cheesy.
Exactly.
Which I like that, too.
I think, like, if you go into it accepting that already, I think you're... in a great spot. But I recommend watching it, guys.
Give it
at least one, two, give it
get at least four watches. One per movie.
And then just get us back with that.
Wow, you guys can hear that sucker's spiking. Well, now that the ambulance is gone, maybe not. Hope they're okay. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me on this. What's it called?
It won't be almost a year till the next episode. I can say that.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I was gonna say, I'll see you guys back like almost in a year. you know, shout out to that. But thank you for having me on it. I really appreciate it. As a fan of the podcast, obviously, and as a fan of the whole thing that you're making, it's an honor to be on it. So I appreciate you.
Thank you.
I appreciate the work that you put into this.
Thanks. You know, and Roger's still holding on the four of the intro and outro song, so I'm eternally indebted to you.
Guys, if you want a new one, you know, I told her I would 100% make a new one, but she really likes it, so
I really like it.
It makes me happy.
I really, really like it.
I'm not gonna lie, that's one of my best, I think, work so far.
And
I made a couple of things already, but that's like my favorite one so far. Just because it does bring out, or not bring out, it does kind of, like, give your vibes, you know?
Yeah, it just fits. Yeah. Like, he had a couple samples, and I listened to all of them, and then that one, I was just like, that one. Yeah. That one right there.
I think I made in total 5 samples, and I think out of those 5, I think you only got 3 or 4.
Yeah, I think you showed me, like, 4.
Yeah. 6 or 7. But that was the one, I think, in the middle where I was like... like, I really like this one. I kept going back to that one, and that was the one that was kind of like, I kind of really like this one. I hope she picks this one.
Yeah.
And that's the one, obviously, you guys listen to at the end of this and the start of it. So, thank you. It means a lot to me, like I said. It means a lot to me just to know that you still use it. Because, I don't know. I feel self-conscious about my work, but I appreciate you for still using it.
Yeah, of course. I love it. I love it.
I love it.
I love it.
Thank God. All right. Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God.
All right, guys. Well, let's hope and see that my promise is true, that it won't be another 3 weeks until I post. Sorry about that. But, or until I upload. But I hope you all have a wonderful week. If you're traveling, safe travels. If you're not, safe life. And yeah, okay. This has been All My Lanta.